Commercial Kitchens 2 in Hanover, Pennsylvania provides a variety of premium kitchen tools and equipment that are service ready for your restaurant, catering business, church, school, firehouse, club, hotel, or home. High quality, long lasting kitchen tools make for an easier job in the kitchen, no matter where it is. Whether you serve institutional crowds of 1,000 or gourmet meals a plate at a time, Commercial Kitchens has the stuff you need to make your job more efficient. Commercial Kitchens has the heavy equipment, huge 10-burner ranges, double ovens, and walk-in cooler systems. We have dining furniture and steam tables, even the pots, pans, flatware, and dishes. You can find Commercial Kitchens, too, on ChoosePennsylvania.com. Keywords, Commercial Kitchens, on ChoosePennsylvania.com.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kent Courtney Show. Hey, Kent.
Hey, hey, how you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good. We are AreaRadio.com, which is People Music Events Live. Proud sponsors of Frederick.com, and we're not going to get into all of them because we're growing so fast.
But ChoosePennsylvania.com is rocking and rolling, I tell you.
That's right, absolutely.
We're doing a lot of great stuff with ChoosePennsylvania.com. In fact, today I covered the McCain Town Hall meeting in York, Pennsylvania.
I'm so envious. Dude, if you would have let me know that you would have been there, I would have took the day off from work, dude.
Oh, man. I could have gotten you in, too. It was actually Representative Dan Moule who made sure I had the tickets. He's the representative from the 91st Legislative District in Pennsylvania, which actually includes our studio in Hanover, PA.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, man, I would have so loved to have been there. Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. I was within inches of McCain, and I shook Tom Ridge's hand.
That's fantastic. As a matter of fact, they can even go where to see some of the video that you took of it?
ChoosePennsylvania.com.
There you go.
In fact, that video channel is really rocking. We've got a lot of stuff happening. Dan Moule is on there. McCain is on there. Spector is on there. A lot of Congressman Todd Platts.
Yeah.
So we're getting a lot of good reaction on the ChoosePennsylvania.com. And we've got a lot of history on there if you want to know the history of coal or the history of
the coal mining
in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah, coal mining. You know, it's an incredible thing. In fact, McCain mentioned the fact that, you know, we still have so much in the way of coal resources in the ground. And did you know that anthracite coal, which is unique to Pennsylvania, is 95% carbon, making it potentially one of the cleanest fuels on the planet as far as the fossil fuels?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better than the bituminous coal.
Oh, yeah. Now, we still have a lot of bituminous coal.
Oh, sure.
In the way of resources there. Mm-hmm. In fact, a good portion of the western Pennsylvania is dotted with potential coal mines.
Yeah.
You know, with the varying prices of coal, though, often many of those mines were just closed, even though there was still coal in the ground, simply because, you know, they didn't want to mine it because the oil was cheaper.
Yeah.
But now that the changing price structure is making it better to actually get coal out of the ground,
you bet.
There are a lot of scrubbers that you can put on smokestacks and things that make coal a very, very clean burning fuel.
Absolutely, it sure does. Well, hey, we have a fantastic show for you, ladies and germs. I mean, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
a gentleman and I'm a germ, so that's why I get away with saying it. So, but we have a great show lined up for you. Why don't you start us off with a great song there, buddy?
All right.
This land is your land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went walking that river of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. This land. York Island, from the Gulfwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun came shining and I was strolling and the wheel breeze waving and the dust clouds rolling, a voice was chanting as fog was lifting. I heard it saying, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the Red York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. In the squares of the city, by the shadow of the steeple, near the relief office, I saw my people, and some were stumbling, and some were wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went rambling that dusty highway, I saw a sign that said private property, but on the other side it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking my freedom highway. Nobody living can turn me back. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Oh, what a great song to start the show with, my friend.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of great things, boy, that rice meal that you made for us earlier was fantastic.
Thank you. It's a Muslim dish.
A Muslim dish?
You know, in India, you have a lot of different types of cooking, you know, depending upon which particular culture that you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Muslims have a lot of things that have, like, beans and rice and beef in them.
Yeah.
And so... That's a lot of what it was in there. Plus, I put diced tomatoes in there.
Yeah, was it Obama rice?
you mean no Obama rice?
No
Obama ran.
No Obama ran. Okay. Oh, yeah. Since we are being sort of silly today, you have to sort of appreciate, you know, some things that are going on. Did you know that manure haulers can earn credit at a field day?
Yeah, have you ever thought of what happens when you dump your manure? You know, you need a manure spill response team.
Absolutely. I mean, the first manure hauler spill response field day will offer manure haulers and brokers the opportunity to earn 4.5 continuing education credits towards their certification. You need to be certified
in the state of Pennsylvania to be a manure broker.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's sort of hazmat, right?
Hazmat. Have you ever actually driven by a Pennsylvania field after it's been manured?
Oh, yeah. It's ripe.
Yeah, that's right. It kind of smells like home, right?
Yeah, it smells like home. That's right. Yeah, the university, the Pennsylvania State University and Penn Ag Industries had the field day that were being held. And it was, you know, it was fantastic. So this way they earned 4.5 credits.
And there it's going to be continuing education.
Absolutely.
So they can really be experts in manure spill response.
Absolutely. Hey, you got to know how to handle the crap. Sorry, I just had to say that.
So, do we have to send all of our listeners to this school?
I think we should. Because we're spilling a lot of it right now.
Speaking of leaky toilets, what happened in China?
Well, you're not going to believe this, Kent, but this was in Beijing, where the Olympics are being held.
Yes.
A former Chinese government official has been sentenced to death.
A leaky toilet?
Yep, after a leaky toilet led the police to a stash of cash that he collected in bribes.
He'd been taking some of that manure, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I think he had too much manure in the toilet when he put the money into the toilet, and it caused it to leak, and he owned the apartment.
So how did they find the leaky money?
Well, the police officers were sent to help a maintenance worker because there's tenants that were called the police because there was a leaky, you know, there was water leaking through the roof.
Right.
And so the police came to find out, investigate, see why the toilet was leaking and everything.
Which is what you do in a totalitarian regime. You call the police if your toilet leaks.
That's right. That's what you do. And they found the cause of the overflowing toilet. It was 8 soaked cardboard boxes containing 9.39 million yuan. And
that's a lot of yuan.
Yeah, that's 1.3 million US dollars, dude.
Hey. That's a lot of cash to have in your crapper.
Absolutely. You know, it's what you would call maybe dirty money.
You'd have to launder it.
Yeah,
for
you'd
sure.
have to launder it. Absolutely.
In fact, didn't the wife get busted for laundering?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison after she was found guilty of laundering more than 9 million yuan and a series of other house purchases, the news agency said. So it was fantastic. Since we are on Beijing, this is sort of sad. Did you see the opening ceremonies of the Olympics?
I've been so busy, I didn't.
Well, they had this beautiful little Chinese girl. She was probably like 8, 9, 10, you know,
yeah.
And little pigtails and everything, just cute as a button. And she sang this really beautiful song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then here it finds out that she was lip syncing it.
Yeah.
And they said the reason why that
kind
she
of like what is it? Was it
Milli Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli. Yeah.
They said the reason why she was lip syncing it is because the girl who was actually singing it,
yeah,
was ugly. They said she had buck teeth and they didn't want her to represent China.
Well, how did they find out about this?
I don't know. The media, the Western media, finds out everything, buddy.
Well, even in spite of the wall.
Oh yeah, that wall.
I understand that they actually put up walls around some of the less prosperous areas in Beijing, so Western media couldn't be taking movies of them.
Yeah, that's because it's to deal with the unsightly residents. The government could not expel from the city. It began building the walls around the city's less prosperous areas to hide them from the international cameras. They didn't want the Western world to see the squalor and the slums and, you know, all the indigent people. And
well, it's pretty rough on the people that are there, and they're making their money off of anybody who would come in and buy something.
Well, that's how they made their money. Before the wall went up, they'd go in with the locals and sell their fruits, vegetables, or wares, or whatever.
And now they can't sell this
stuff. Now they can't even do that because the wall's there.
And the same thing kind of happened in Jerusalem, too, right?
I believe
they have a wall across Jerusalem, and, you know, it's kind of buy and sell stuff. And if you live in one neighborhood and you got, you know, relatives in the other neighborhood, it's kind of hard to get through there sometimes.
Yep, and I also heard in Cairo in Egypt, you know, where you have the pyramids and the Sphinx and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Now they have infrared cameras set up because they're afraid of people coming in and looting and the whole nine yards. So where if you're a tourist and you go there, they give you like a swipe card,
mm-hmm.
and you actually have to swipe it. And then it actually, you know, codes it, so then they know how many people are actually supposed to be there with these infrared cameras.
Yeah.
So then if they're not, I don't know if maybe the Egyptian police come and, you know,
well, why didn't they think of that, like, 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, so some of those tomb raiders wouldn't have gone in there and, you know, like, pilfered all those stashes?
I don't know, dude.
I guess they didn't have any leaky toilets either.
Yeah, they probably didn't. Yeah. Do you have another song for us?
Well, with all of these toilets and manures and everything, maybe what we need is a little air freshener.
There you go. All right.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear that you will find that love is like that lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the lemon is impossible to eat. One day beneath the lemon tree, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky. We passed that summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day she left without a word. She took away the sun. And in the dark she left behind. I knew what she had done. She left me for another. It's a common tale but true. A sadder man but wiser now. I sing these words to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Wow. You know, that song is a great song, and it sort of reminds me of one of the sponsors that we have here on Frederick.com, because, of course, we are AreaRadio.com, which is People, Music, Events, Live, and we are, of course, proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
And ChoosePennsylvania.com.
And ChoosePennsylvania.com. But it reminds me of, like, the Owl's Nest, because you can get all sorts of different fragrances, and, I mean, I'm sure that she has oil, essences of lemon oil. Oh, absolutely. So, you know, but we are going to have to
take... And, you know, right near the Owl's Nest, in fact, almost... across the street, but not quite, just down the street a bit on
Little Bucky's Town Pike,
is Beyond Comics.
And oh, absolutely.
And you can go there, they're at Bucky's Town Pike, and they have an incredible diversity of comics, statues, a lot of
lightsabers!
Lightsabers, yeah, you're the lightsaber man. And in that same neighborhood is Southern States. You know, Southern States Petroleum Products
yes.
has been a loyal sponsor of our show from the very beginning. Bob Roberson over there does a terrific job of making sure that, you know, things are going well with us. And, you know, it's getting ready to be change of temperature time. And
yes.
before everybody gets busy, all the maintenance people get busy, you might want to call in Southern States and tell them that you want to have a little bit of preventive maintenance
on your heat
system.
Pump and stuff. Absolutely.
The main thing that you need to do, especially, you know, if you have a central heat, is get the dust out. There's
yeah.
an incredible amount of dust.
And it's not only does it hogs up the energy, too. It sucks it up.
It yeah. does, but it also, it blows out all over your house
yeah.
and becomes, you know, of course, it's filthy to clean up. But it's also, you know, terrible to get into your nose and sinuses.
Allergens and yeah.
A lot of people think that they have real allergy problems when really they're starting off their, you know, like their heating system for the first time,
yep.
You know, during the year.
And you can always smell it too. When you first start it up, you get that smell. It's yeah.
So go to Southern States, you know, right on Frederick.com, you can find Southern States Petroleum Products. And Southern States, their keyword search, Southern States on Frederick.com. and you can get right to them and get Bob to, you know, send some of
his not this
crew.
Bob, but the Bob there.
Bob Roberson.
That's right, Bob Roberson.
And he'll send out a crew to come make sure you get some preventive maintenance done on your heating system before everybody else gets busy.
That's right, take get it done it now. Now. Absolutely.
I think we might have an early cool spell coming.
I think so, because it's actually been pretty cool here, you know, considering it's August. So.
And speaking of changes, you know, we've got a change in season coming up. We're getting ready to go back to school and things are changing. And Happy Faces Preschool is childcare with a difference. They're in Centerville, Virginia on Braddock Road. And really easy to find on FrederickCountyVA.com.
Uh-huh.
So you go to FrederickCountyVA.com and put in Happy Faces. And you'll get the webpage for Happy Faces Preschool, where they have an incredibly nice facility. We've got a good video there on Fairfax County.
Now, do you type in Happy Face also, or do you put the colon with the parentheses?
Well, you would.
Sorry, I just had to do that.
That's
yeah.
a good one. It took me just a second to get that one, too. But yeah, get in there because now's the time to get your child registered at Happy Faces.
Sure is.
Preschool, you know, these places like this reach capacity, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to find somebody to watch your kids, and then, you know, there's nobody available.
That's right.
So get in there early and, you know, tell them that you heard about us on Area Radio.
That's right. And here we're going to take a short break so you can listen to other proud sponsors.
Yay!
Heartland Payment Systems provides a way for small businesses to be more efficient and spend less time with paperwork. We've all tried to figure out statements. Heartland Payment Systems simplifies your business's credit card transactions, allowing you more time to concentrate on what you do best, your business. Heartland Payment Systems offers a complete suite of payment solutions through all major processing networks, specially tailored to the needs of retailers, restaurants, and the hospitality industry. Heartland Payment Systems processes all major credit cards 24 hours per day, every day of the year. Find Heartland Payment Systems on Frederick.com, keyword Heartland. That's Heartland Payment Systems on Frederick.com. Welding Plus in Mount Airy, Maryland can enhance any space with the timeless beauty of welding. It's amazing what Welding Plus can do. Shapes can be welded into complex designs that can enhance your home or business with railings, stairs, fireplace, window and door treatments, security grills, gates, fences, and many other practical items in a variety of finishes. Welding Plus can fulfill your artistic vision from medieval to modern, giving you the look you want. You stand out from the neighborhood with an affordable elegance. That's Welding Plus in Mount Airy, Maryland. You can find Welding Plus on Frederick.com. That's Welding Plus, Frederick.com. There's a special place in your heart for flags. U.S. Flag Service provides flags that are a reflection of our heritage. Whether it's a current 50-star flag of these United States with a pole to attach to your home, or a popular foreign or ancestral flag, we've got it for you. We have flags for just about all holidays and special occasions, too. Not to mention special interests, such as golf flags, auto racing flags, and Jolly Roger pirate flags. You can find U.S. Flag Service on Frederick.com or call 1-800-USA-FLAG. 1-800-USA-FLAG. That's U.S. Flag Service on Frederick.com.
Hey, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And I got something to tell you. You know, at the Renaissance Fair, we're doing with the Tsar, you know, Ivan.
Ivan the untranslatable.
No, he's Ivan Grozny, da.
Grozny, which is, what, awesome?
Da, terrific. Not terrible, terrific.
Terribly terrific.
Da. But on a much darker side, if I may, hope I don't offend someone with my butcher accent, but I would like to send my prayers to those in Georgia.
I can't understand, you know, why we are in a world when just things just might accidentally, you know, especially be working well between Russia and ourselves. And then Russia, you know, decides, well, Putin decides that, you know, he's going to have a show of force by sending what? They estimate 850 to 1,000 tanks into Georgia. This is no minor military operation. And it certainly, you know, is nothing but an invasion of an independent country who coincidentally happens to be our ally. In fact, Georgia sent troops into Iraq, and they're part of the coalition forces.
No, I bet they are.
They fight with us in Iraq. And McCain actually visited the President Saakashvili in Georgia and mm-hmm. reviewed 2,000 of those troops as they came, you know, back from Iraq. And so, you know, it's so sad that we have to be in such a position that, you know, we have to, you know, face, you know, what are we going to do in response to Russia?
Well, it was the perfect time for them to do this, for we have everything going over in Beijing. So therefore, you know, take the eye off of what we're doing. We sneak in, we bomb, we go through, and we do what we got to do, then we leave.
Well, if they leave, we're in good shape.
Yes.
And the problem is if they stay, if they decided, okay, we've taken Georgia, let's stay here.
Well, actually, they did agree on a truce. So
have they withdrawn?
Yes.
No, all the tanks and Russian troops.
Well, I don't know about
Georgia.
All of them, but they have agreed on a truce, and it was brokered by the French president Nicolas Sarkozy. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got back into the accent. I can't help
the
it.
The Russian accent. Hey, Sarkozy's our friend.
That's right, he is.
He's pro-American. It's a prime minister that they've had over in France in a long time.
That's right, that we can actually, you know, see eye to eye with and everything. So, but they agreed on a full peace plan. So the exact details are still under discussion, of course.
Right.
But, you know, of course, it's Rome wasn't built in the day. So, you know, but at least there's talks and, you know, at least the bombings have stopped and, you know, the killings have stopped and everything. So all of our prayers and well wishes go out to the people. Not and, only you know, in Georgia, but also in Russia, too, because...
You know, they're a very, very, very early Christian country.
Absolutely,
you know, they have
yeah.
churches there that go back to the 300 and 400s mm-hmm. that are still existing in Georgia.
Yeah.
It was a very early, you know, area of Christian evangelization. And so, you know, it's ironic that right below them, you know, is Turkey.
Yeah,
you
and know, below that.
And below that, of course, is Israel.
Israel.
So the location there is, you know, pretty... You know, tenuous when it comes to
sure
you know, large, you know, mobile military forces, you know, like a mechanized cavalry.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, our prayers and well wishes go out to the people, our mm-hmm. good friends at, you know, everyone, you know, in the Georgia Republic and, you know, and everything. And like I said, also Russia, because I'm sure that, let's face it, all of a sudden you're you know, sent to war against your neighbors. You know, that's... You know, I was in the military. It's not good, you know.
Yeah.
So, do you have a song that would maybe reflect, you know, some well wishes for them?
Yes. This is one I got to sing with Peter Yarrow.
Oh.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Young girls have picked them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Where have flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls, they pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
All right.
You know, that reminds me of the movie coming up this fall, Passchendaele. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Yes, I have. It looks fantastic. Intense. And the great thing about it, it's a good war movie for the guys, but the chicks are going to like it too because it's a love story too.
It's a love story. It's only one rule.
That's right.
What is that rule?
Don't die.
I love that. This movie is going to be awesome. You know, Passchendaele is where the Canadian troops were sent into battle in World War I, and they proved their mettle.
That's right. As a matter of fact, they were called the Stormtroopers.
That's right, because they advanced in the driving rain.
That's right.
In weather that would have stopped any other advance. So they kept on going through, and so they were known by the Germans as the Stormtroopers.
That's right.
And, of course, the Stormtroopers, that term was later applied during World War II to the crack German units.
Yeah. But it was we know who the original Stormtroopers were.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this movie coming to all kinds of theaters this fall. You can is that Passchendaele.com or something? What is it?
PasschendaeleTheMovie.com.
PasschendaeleTheMovie.com.
Yes.
Oh, man. Can't wait to see that one.
And I will spell it. It's PasschendaeleDaele.
Passchendaele.
That's right. Passchendaele. And I think I hear a cart out front.
A cart?
Yeah, with little jingly bells and...
And animals grunting and groaning.
Animals grunting and groaning and, you know...
boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka.
I wonder. I mean, Europe, Georgia. I hope that she wasn't anywhere near
kicked
Georgia.
Out of Turkey, yeah.
Yeah, I hope she didn't get kicked out of Turkey. So hopefully
she got smoked in Turkey, huh?
Yeah. Well, there she is. Well, hello, Zephyrina.
Hello.
Are you going to procrastinate? Yes, procrastinate.
That's a Russian word.
Not in public. No, not in public. Like, I cannot say that word anymore. I have some. We've been talking about all this war, and all this, and I've got this thing about kindness.
Kindness.
Yes.
Perfect.
By Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Really?
Who said this? Yes. Human kindness has never weakened the stamina or softened the fiber of a free people. A nation does not have to be cruel in order to be tough.
That's right.
I like that.
It fits with that China, with the Georgia.
Yeah, Franklin Roosevelt, he is quite a guy.
Yes. And you cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late.
That's right.
But I was into this kindness. I am so tired of hearing people invading other people in war and... It gets old.
Wars and rumors of wars and plagues and pestilences.
Yes. And the manure outside, by the way, I hope you do not mind that your lawn is being manured right now by my horses. I have the horses again
tonight.
Does that
mean we have to...
Call the manure response team. Yeah. That's right.
Yes. Oh, I have not a degree in that. Do you get a degree in that?
I got certified in manure spill response.
4.5 credits.
Yeah, my parents are very proud of me.
Yeah. So you really spread the manure then?
Well, my horses are doing that right now.
Oh, all right.
Yes, outside. Well, it has been very nice coming in to say hi.
Well,
hello.
Is that all you've got?
Well, you want
more? There must be more wisdom than that.
Yes,
because after all, knowledge is power, right?
Knowledge is power. Yes,
so we need more power here.
And remember, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
So absolute knowledge corrupts absolutely.
That's right.
there's something here. I think we're onto something here.
Powder.
Remember the other day when you asked me to spell through? I know how to spell it. Like if you walk through a door.
How do you spell through as in when you walk through a door?
T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
It's kind of like a bosun's pipe.
Yeah.
Now why isn't it called a botswain?
I don't know why it's not called a botswain's pipe.
You know, it had a lot of botswains on our ship when I was in the Navy.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, bosuns.
Bosuns, yeah.
We had bow hooks.
Yeah.
I was a coxswain.
I bet you were.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I got to drive a 50-foot motor whaleboat in Apra Harbor in Guam in my earliest days in the Navy.
So you probably landed pretty close to Anderson Air Force Base then.
No, we were on the opposite side of the
island.
They were on the north side of the island. We were kind of on the southwest side of the island.
Oh, all right.
Philippine Sea side of things.
Okay.
I flew in and out of the airfields there, especially NAS Agana on Guam, mm-hmm. Going up to Saipan, Tinian, Rota, and of course that's coming off of Guam. And so in Tinian is where they Enola Gay lifted off and brought the first nuclear weapon over to Hiroshima. And we're celebrating the anniversary of that right about now.
Yeah, some celebration, huh? Annihilation.
In August, yeah.
Yeah, but at least it was, it served its purpose.
Yeah, it probably saved a million lives, conservatively.
At least, yes.
American and Japanese, because if they'd have gone ahead with Operation Olympus to invade Japan, between the Americans landing and being killed, by the Japanese, and by the Japanese being killed by the Americans, it would have been, a terrible slaughter. And ironically, in places like Tokyo and other industrial parts of Japan, the firebombing that came from the B-29s was burning down a good portion of the city. In fact, there are sections of Tokyo that look every bit as bad as Hiroshima in 1945, when they had the photographs, leveled areas of Tokyo because of the firestorms that were recreated by the firebombing.
Yeah.
So it's a terrible thing when that happens.
It's a very terrible thing. And I think, our beautiful gypsy lady has possibly some more words of wisdom.
Well, not so much more words of wisdom. I have some things to say, maybe.
Would you say
about
it? Would you
knowledge?
Say
it? Yeah, I've got some
about
more
knowledge.
Knowledge, I love about knowledge. There's so much, especially with this back to the S word, the word, say that.
Manure.
No, that word that people are going back to soon. Don't say that out loud, Greg. You know, that thing that people go to pre...
Oh, like happy faces pre-school.
Yes, that word, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, you learn things.
Oh, school!
Yes. That hurt me very much. Oh, well, I have something. It's better to know nothing than to know what ain't so. That is a...
I like that. Who said that?
Josh Billings.
Okay. Yes. Is he any relation to Billings, Montana?
Maybe he's. Maybe that's what they named it after.
It could be, yeah.
Could be.
A smart guy like that, I'd name it.
And here's one that's no name on this, but it's very good. It says, strange how much you've got to know before you know how little you know.
Yeah, I know just enough about computers to be scared.
Yeah.
So much more to learn. And that is, they're neighing now. I must go.
Is that what that is?
Yes, their name. Can you not hear the noise outside?
Nay, I can't hear it.
Nay! They're doing that. Oh, I better go check and see. And spread some of the,
fertilizer.
Yes. Good call.
Away the duty manure response team. Now, away the duty manure response team.
Kent, can you believe that it's the end of the show already?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, of course, we are the Kent Courtney Show on AreaRadio.com, which is people, music, events, live, and proud sponsors of Frederick.com. And we will see you on the flip side.
The Owl Nest in Frederick, Maryland has gifts, products, and services for the body, mind, and spirit. The Owl Nest on Buckystown Pike features aromatherapy, oils, and products, fine art, and artwork crafted by local artisans, as well as jewelry, earth-friendly apparel, books, candles, crystals, gemstones, classes, and more. The Owl Nest, a unique gift shop. The Owl Nest. Keywords Owl Nest on Frederick.com. You're going to love the Frederick, Maryland location of Mama Lucia on 1700 Kingfisher Drive. For nearly 20 years, Mama Lucia has used only the finest ingredients, resulting in the best down-home Italian cooking you can find. From pizza to pasta, let Mama do the cooking for you. In addition to outstanding food, Mama Lucia offers friendly, efficient service. If you can't join us, you can take Mama home with you and be a hero for the night. That's Mama Lucia on Frederick.com. It happens to the best of us. From Fender Bender to Twisted Frame, Twin Ridge Collision Center in Mount Airy, Maryland can bring your car back to life with economical, high-quality repairs. We work with your insurance company and find the right approach to make your collision damage look like it never happened. Twin Ridge Collision Center uses advanced base coats and clear coats with our precision auto paint color matching techniques in our state-of-the-art car-sized paint booth. Twin Ridge Collision Center can touch up lease turnbacks. We've done a lot of race cars, and we can help you restore that showroom look to your classic car, too. You can find Twin Ridge Collision Center on Frederick.com. That's Twin Ridge Collision Center on Frederick.com.